This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few moments, celebrating the life of the Queen of Tejano, a Tex-Mex musical style. But first to Iraq, where it's often difficult to go out and hear music or do anything else for fun. Because of rampant crime, insurgent attacks, and jumpy American troops, most Iraqis choose to stay at home. But still, thousands will take risks to attend one spectacle. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro filed this postcard from A Day at the Races.
Baghdad's Al Amariya racetrack has seen better days. The whining loudspeaker plays a scratchy recording that fades in and out when a new race is announced. The lawn is garbage-strewn and weed-infested. And then some of the patrons are very sloppily drunk. But despite it all, Baghdad's racetrack still attracts thousands of people from all walks of life. Dr. Mohammed Mahmoud has been the track's staff veterinarian for over 20 years. He says the reason is simple.
It's far away from war, from problems, from attacks, from anything, from politics. Here, horses, gambling, people are enjoy their times only.
That hasn't always been the case. Racing in Iraq began in 1920 under British occupation. When Saddam assumed power, the races caught the eye of his tyrannical son, Uday Hussein, and abuses were rife. After the war, the looters came and stole not only Uday's horses, but also much of the club's property. And then came threats from Islamists, who view gambling as unholy. But chairman of the racing club, Luay Al-Saidi, says that the racetrack has thrived despite it all.
It's getting better, though we don't have big resources. But we are doing according to what we can.
16-year-old jockey Faris Abdul-Latif gets last-minute instructions from his horse's trainer. He wears a tattered pink satin racing shirt with the number 13 strapped to it. He's tiny, weighing in at 105 pounds. He says he left school at 12, following in the footsteps of his brothers, who are also jockeys. He says his horse's name is Raf al-Hammam, or the Flapping Dove. Hardly a name to inspire confidence. When I ask Faris which horse I should bet on, he tells me, matter-of-factly, that the races here are fixed. He says that he's been paid several times to throw a race. Other more seasoned jockeys nearby try to quiet him. One cries, "Son of a dog, shut up!" But Faris manages to slip me the number of the horse that he says will win the race.
So I have been given a tip that number 3 in this race is guaranteed to win. So we are now going to place a bet on number 3 for around 5,000 Iraqi dinars, which is about $2.50 thereabouts.
It becomes pretty clear very quickly that gambling is a serious business here. The betting booths are crowded with men. I ask a couple of fellow gamblers why they come to the track. One man yells, "It's gambling. We want money, but the races aren't fair. It's fixed." A retired man doesn't believe it and says he's won money here in the past.
Nothing wrong here. Everything is okay. Don't worry about that. Just try it. Try your chance here and you will see that.
The second race of the day is about to begin. The horses are lined up and ready to go. And like many a sucker before me, I truly believe I'm going to win. They're off. I look at number 3. He's fallen behind. It's obviously just a tactic, I tell myself. He'll pull ahead soon. Iraqis press against the fence, screaming with excitement. The horses rush past us to the finish line.
So number 3 did not win. He wasn't even in the top 4. It seems that at the races in Iraq, like any other racetrack in the world, a hot tip can turn out to be a bum steer. I'm poorer but wiser. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, at the racetrack in Baghdad.